Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody. It is the Rob Zicari Show. I'm your host, Rob Zicari, and it is March 10th, 2016, and you know what time it is? It's time to discuss another Republican debate. Yes, another debate. Another debate. I think it's the 30th. maybe it's the 40th debate, and it will be on tonight. Listen, after Tuesday, are they going to have any more of these debates? Seriously, after Tuesday, after Florida votes and Ohio votes, and I don't know who the other states that vote. We just know Florida and Ohio are the two big ones. After they vote, are we going to have another debate? Ay, ay, ay. Oh, man. I mean, what's going to happen tonight? I mean, every single debate has been, more of a cage fight, more of a Hell in a Cell, man. I mean, it's been brutal. It's been brutal. Now, we'll get to that later. We've got a lot to get to here in the show. A lot to get to. I want to first talk about the Dem debate. Now, I might be a little bit all over the place. I might be just a smidgen all over the place on this. Okay, so I want you to try to follow me. I'm not too crazy. Okay, I'm not too crazy with being all over the place, because I think it's important to discuss what the Dems are all about. What the Dems are all about, and it's pandering. It's pandering at such a level that it's amazing. I mean, it really is. It's amazing at the level of pandering that goes on with this party. Rather, they're in South Carolina, and they are trying to out-black each other. Seriously, they're trying to out-black each other. Or they're in Florida, and they're trying to out Latina each other. But it's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. And the funny thing is, both people they're pandering to, both groups they're pandering to, they basically hurt each other's chances of prosperity. That's what's funny. So the promises that Hillary and Bernie make to the black community, basically then gets just shattered, crushed, trounced on when they make promises to the Latin community. It's quite amusing, and both sides don't see it. Both sides don't see that they cancel each other out. The pander cancels each other out. I don't know why they don't see it. I don't want to say they are naive. I don't want to say that each group is a derogatory term, naive, not smart on the issue. I don't want to say that. I don't want to paint them with a broad brush. But there's something going on in their communities that they don't realize that the pandering cancels each other out. And we'll get to that in a little bit, because like I said, this is going to be a mix. It's going to be a mix. It's about the Dem debate, but it's also about immigration. That's the entire debate last night. It was all immigration. Now, I didn't watch the entire... Okay, let's see. I watched the entire debate, but bits and pieces. I watched bits and pieces of the debate because I could not get over the fact that it was translated. It was translated. It was like watching a fight on HBO. Seriously, it was like watching a fight on HBO between, Timothy Bradley and Julio Cesar Chavez. It's just some random boxing names. And Max Kellerman interviews Julio Cesar Chavez, says, "Julio, Tim Bradley had you on the ropes in the ninth round. How did you get out of it?" And translator goes, he said that it was very tough, and he was very tough, but he got out of it. You're like, wow, okay. That was a quick little answer to that long Spanish sentence. Okay. All right, Julio. When you got him down, did you think he was going to get up? And when he did get up, what were your thoughts? ¿Cómo se dice? ¿Valeré o nena? ¿Dice Dan de Don Emo? 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 ¿Dice Dan de Okay, now it's time to get to work. That's what it was like, and I had to turn it off. I had to turn it off. No, listen. Here's the confusion when someone like me, and I'm not saying everybody who would say something like that has the feelings that I have. Some people are just, you know, they should be these, I don't want to hear that. And they're kind of gruffy and angry. That's not my feelings when I see something like, let me give you a little bit of my feelings. I am what they would call an American nationalist. Okay? And there's this misconception when you hear the word nationalist. For some reason, nationalism gets painted with this this brush of racism or I don't know, Ku Klux Klan or Nazi. I don't know how. I always wonder how Nazi and the Third Reich get blended into white supremacy and things of that nature. It's always kind of baffling to me. It is. It's just baffling. on a white supremacy side. Like, it's Germany. It's another country. Why would anybody? I know it sounds like I'm defending, white hate groups, but I always wanted to just ask them and go, I get it. You're a white hate group. I get it. But why would you promote the ways of Germany? That's just kind of bizarre. It's just a side note. Anyways, for some reason, nationalism gets clumped in with hate groups. Now, I'm not real sure why that is. I don't know why. I am an American nationalist. I believe in our country first. Now, I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're Japanese. I don't care if you're Mexican. I don't care. All I care about, you're American and putting America first. That's it. That is it. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And that doesn't mean you hate other countries. It doesn't mean you hate other people that are not from America. Absolutely not. But America comes first. Plain and simple. Very similar to how other countries operate. Other countries operate in a sense of them first. Listen, it's very hard to go to another country and you don't speak their language to get a job and not know how to communicate. It's very, very difficult. Some parts of the world, it's impossible. Some parts of the world is impossible. But look at the Middle East. If you're a woman who travels to the Middle East, whether it's Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, you have to adhere to their customs. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, or Michelle Obama, our First Lady, or Laura Bush, when these women who in America have some pretty big roles to fill, First Lady, kind of big, First Lady, I mean, Nancy Reagan is being put to rest here. She's seeming bad. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people. Tens of thousands of, First Lady's big. Secretary of State, I think it's kind of big. Well, when they go to the Middle East, treated like garbage. I mean, they're treated like garbage. They have to adhere to the customs of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia doesn't go, oh, you're an American woman. Oh, wow. No, they go, in our country, this is how women are treated. Sure, we're not going to gang rape you or do something like that. You are the Secretary of State, but here, put this wrap on your head. Here, we're not going to shake hands with you, First Lady. The customs are to be followed. Just the way it is. They don't have this, you could come to our country, and basically have your own country within our country. That's just not the way it is. It's not the way it is. So I'm an American nationalist. I believe in our country first. I believe in our country and the people that are citizens of our country. They should be put first. And everybody else should be second, third, fourth, and fifth. Everybody else should have to conform to what we do in our country. That's it. That's it. There's no racism. There's no neo-Nazi. Nothing like that. Absolutely nothing like that. I am an American nationalist. I believe in our country. I believe in the greatness of our country. And I think our country should be first in everything. Sorry. If that's wrong, sue me. So when I watch a debate on CNN, I get it. It's co-sponsored by Univision. Okay. Well, Univision is a network that is on TV. It's satellite, wherever. And that broadcast and the people that are associated with Univision should make that experience friendly to their audience. I mean, if you're of Latin descent and you're living in the United States, okay, chances are you're watching Univision. You're watching Telemundo. If you are somebody that has not assimilated to the point where you don't watch any American television and you watch 12 Coronas or whatever the hell it is on Univision with the dating show. I mean, and you, or the guy, and it's like he's dressed as a clown and he's jumping. You know all the crazy, wacky shows that are on Univision and Telemundo or Lucha Libre or whatever the hell is on there. You're trolling around on the dial on your remote and you pop on Univision or Telemundo and you're like, what the hell is this? They watch this? What is this? That's what you're watching. If you're somebody from Latin America, wherever, Mexico, Argentina, Guatemala, wherever, and you have not assimilated, you're here. You don't speak English. You don't know English. So you watch Telemundo or Univision because you can understand it. Then guess what? The debate comes on and you watch it. It's catered for you. They have somebody that translates. And here's something mildly amusing. If you're somebody that's here in this country and you don't speak English, the chances are you're not a citizen. Chances are you're not a citizen. Means you can't vote. So what good is watching the presidential debate? I mean, it's just there's so many ironies in the whole Univision, CNN, translation. It was just bizarre. It was just bizarre. So it starts out, we get HBO, a boxing event. And I just said, I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't even hear the question, or I can't hear the American question. I can't hear it. It's so low, and the thing that's that is so high, the volume, it's like beamed to number 10, is the Spanish translation. I was like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Go, questions from the audience. I'm like, what is this? This is Mary Ortega. Yes, she would like to ask. Okay, go ahead. What she asked was, will you make it legal for her parents to come back into the country because they're illegal and they were deported and she hasn't seen them? And will you make it legal for them to come back? Make it legal? But we make it legal. And I'm thinking, this girl can't even speak English. Is she illegal? What is going on here? What the hell am I watching? So that's what it was last night. It was just like, oh God, let me switch over to Fox. Let me switch over to see. Oh, Marco Rubio's talking. Let me switch. Oh, Ted Cruz is on there. Eating white boogers from his face. It was horrible. It was horrible. It was just beyond horrible. And then you had Jorge Ramos. Jorge Ramos was one of the moderators, which is hilarious in the fact that his daughter works for Hillary Clinton. You know, I said this to somebody on Twitter. I've said it before on the show. But there is no reporters. You know, there was like a scuffle yesterday involving quote unquote a reporter and a Trump advisor. And the reporter had her arm grabbed and pulled away when she stuck the recorder in Trump's face. You know, who knows what the truth is? But the hubbub is a reporter manhandled, a journalist manhandled. They're not reporters. They're not journalists. They're advocates. I've said this before. They're advocates. That's all they are. That's it. They are not independent. Unopinioned journalists. They have an agenda. There's a motive behind what they're doing. They're advocates. Jorge Ramos is not a reporter. He's not a journalist. He's an advocate. He has an agenda. Plain and simple. 20, 30, 40 years ago, you actually had reporters. You actually had journalists. You had people that either had a liberal slant or a conservative slant, but for them to put that in their reporting or in their journalist integrity, whatever you want to call it, it was a no-no that you just didn't do that. They actually worked harder to make sure that didn't happen. Sure, every so something might leak through. Every so they might get called on it, and if they did, it was, you know, it was like. this is a national outrage. I mean, seriously. It was a no-no for a respected journalist or a reporter to be accused of being an advocate. Now, please. Now it's like a badge of honor. Now it's, I'm a liberal or I'm a conservative. I am a reporter. I am a journalist. And what I'm going to do is advocate for whatever side that I am with. So if I'm a liberal, I'm going to go and search high, low, far, wide for issues or situations that I can involve myself in to create a story that will damage Republicans or conservatives. That's not a journalist. Sorry, it's not a reporter. Jorge Ramos is an advocate. His daughter works for Hillary Clinton, and he's a moderator. Think about that. He's the moderator. He's the moderator. And people were saying, you know, he was tough on Hillary. He would listen. I don't know for sure. Seriously, I don't know for sure. I can't say for sure. But Jorge Ramos's daughter works for Hillary Clinton. Jorge Ramos asked Hillary Clinton tough questions. You don't think Hillary Clinton was prepared for the tough questions? You don't think the questions she was asked, you don't think the questions she was asked, which were the toughest as far as scandals, rather it was their email or Benghazi, you don't think it was a coincidence that it was Jorge Ramos that asked her? You don't think so? He asks her the tough questions. He asks her the questions that everybody says, why don't they ask this? Why don't they ask that? And he frames them in a way where she can answer them how she wants to answer them. And so that people can kind of put those issues to bed. Whether it was Benghazi and showing the clip of the woman saying that Hillary Clinton said something different, Joe Biden said something different, and all these people said something different. And then it went to Hillary, and she was able to put that to bed. She was able to put, come on, come on, come on. It was a work. It was all a work. It was all a work. So right out of the gate, you're turning this off. Yeah, right out of the gate, this is bad. You know, this is bad. This is going bad. This is going downhill quick. This is just click. I can't. I don't understand why. What is going on? This is insane. This is insane. Absolutely insane. Listen, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders having a position of not deporting anybody that is here illegal unless they are criminals or terrorists, you know, a threat to national security. Now, the funny thing is, just by the definition of illegal, just the definition of illegal makes them criminals. Now, I know that's why Jorge Ramos and others like him demand the word undocumented, because that's what you do in the liberal world. You change the word. You change the word. Fat, obese is plus size. You change the word. And by changing the word, you make the problem go away. You make the problem not sound like a problem. Make it sound like something cute. It's cute, so now it's not a problem. Something's cute, can't be a problem. It's kind of like it's a nuisance. It's not a problem. Hey, do you have a problem? No, it's just a little nuisance. Oh, nuisance is less than a problem. Undocumented. Listen, just the definition, just of them coming here illegally, just them breaking the law to be here makes them a criminal. And then what is a criminal? What is a criminal? What is the definition of a criminal as far as Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are concerned? Is drunk driving a criminal act? I would say it is. But is that something that would be on their list? Is that something that would get them deported? Is jaywalking, which is a criminal act, littering? I mean, a criminal? Or are they saying, well, unless you're a murderer or a rapist. So unless you're a murderer or a rapist, like, what's their definition? They will not deport anyone unless they are a criminal. And they will not deport children. What's the definition of children? Under the age of 18? What's their definition of children? What's the cutoff? So 16, 17-year-olds can come over to the United States illegally, and they will not be deported. You can come here when you're 15. You're still a child, right? By the definition of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I told you the pandering at this debate was on par, if not more. If not more than South Carolina. Although South Carolina was bad. South Carolina was bad because everything that they were saying was as if we've had a white president, a white Republican president for 7 years. I'm gonna get you the jobs. I know you, the police brutality, racism, all of these things, and you're going, whoa, who's the president right now? President Ku Klux Klan? What's going on? Oh, wait a minute, our president's black? Wow, this is bizarre. And the black folk in the audience are clapping, yeah, like they forgot who the president is. They forgot. they forgot. They're like, yeah. Call this racism. F the Oscars. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, wait a minute. That's Hollywood. They gave millions of dollars to the black president. What the hell is this? Here we are in Florida, and Bernie and Hillary are like, I will not deport anybody. You're not going to deport anybody unless they're criminals. Well, what's a criminal? Now, we'll talk about a criminal in a little bit. We'll talk about a criminal a little bit. In another segment, we'll talk about a criminal, an illegal, that went on a murder spree. And when you bring this up, Democrats act like this is an anomaly. Oh, well, you can't. Just because of that one person, just because of a few bad apples, it's amazing. Liberals, Democrats, they like to paint police officers with this huge brush. You hear of a cop doing something horrible. Seriously, and it happens. Happens with every profession. You hear airline pilot being drunk. You hear airline pilot flying an airplane into a mountain. Okay? But when you listen to liberals, you listen to Democrats, it's as if every police officer is corrupt. Every police officer is looking to shoot minorities just for fun. Target practice. They paint police brutality, they paint it with such a broad brush, and they don't care. They don't care. And they will fight you tooth and nail when you point that out to them. Well, what about this? But if you do the exact same thing with illegals that commit crime, heinous crimes, rape, murder, child rape, they say, oh, you can't paint. You can't take this brush and just paint this entire picture of all the illegals being rapists and drug. Well, I bet you statistics show that there is a lot more illegals that are committing violent crimes than there are rogue cops shooting innocent, unarmed minorities. But yet, both situations are treated differently. Both situations are treated differently. The media treats it differently, which is because they're liberals. Every aspect of the media, every aspect, the executives, reporters, journalists, liberal. They're all liberal. Every single one of them. are liberal. So they treat the issue differently. So Hillary and Bernie will not deport any illegals unless they're criminals. Unless they're criminals. Well, we already don't deport illegals that are criminals. You already have hundreds of cities that don't comply with ICE. You already have hundreds and hundreds of sanctuary cities. You have hundreds and thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegals that have criminal records that don't get deported. And Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders both said that they will not have an immigration policy that's tougher than Obama. Both of them said that. Both of them pandered to the audience in Florida, to Jorge Ramos. Both of them said their policy is not going to be tougher than Obama. And Obama already gives illegals who break the law a free pass. Already. So they're not going to deport children. So you're fine, 15, 16, 17. Got to imagine 18 is the cutoff. And if you're quote-unquote not a criminal, you get to stay. You get to stay. Now, here's the interesting aspect of how the pandering to one side kills the other side with what they're trying to do. So, hear me on this. And this is a fact. You know, when you throw numbers out there, liberals will fire back their own statistics. So if you pull out a number of illegals that have committed violent crimes or illegals and the statistics of how many get government assistance, versus what they pay into the system, you'll get liberals and different advocates that will go, look, the illegals pay in more than what they get from the United States. So we're really ripping. They will all pull out numbers that will dispel. Like they will. Whatever think tank BS group. But here's a number that they can't dispute. Here's a number that they can't dispute. And it always trips them up. When you talk about illegals taking jobs from Americans, and you hear Democrats say, well, listen, that's not true. That's not true. They're doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. And if you look at the jobs that illegals have versus the white population, and it's always white. It's always white. But here's the thing. Take white out of the mix. Take doing jobs that white America doesn't want to do. Just take that out of the mix. You want to know the people that illegal immigration hurts the most? The black community. That is a fact. That is a fact. Even the illegal immigration advocates who will throw number after number at you from their think tanks to dispel anything that you say against illegal immigration, the number they can't dispute is the fact that illegal immigration hurts the black community. That is the community it affects the most. That is the community that it affects the most. Right now in the black community, you have a little over 50% unemployed, young black men and women. The number's between 50 and 55%. You have 50 to 55% of black folk that are unemployed. Now, illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is responsible for a good chunk of that. So imagine this pandering quandrium. One week, you have Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton telling the black folk of South Carolina and black folk watching all around this great country of ours, I'm going to get you jobs. I'm going to create jobs. You've had it bad. Remember, again, they always forget that we've had 7 years of a black president. You've had it bad for these past 7, 8, 10 years. You've gotten screwed over. Bad. Bad. I'm going to bring jobs for all of you. It's horrible. Your unemployment rate is 50%. Bad. I mean, just black people in the audience. Yeah, we've had it crappy for the past 7, 8, 10 years. We've got no jobs. Just bad. And then a week later, you have Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders saying, we're going to let more illegals in. All of you that are here illegally, you can stay here illegally. And we're going to get your parents over here. We're going to get your cousins over here. We're going to get everybody you know. It's like the Oprah Winfrey. Everybody gets a car. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. Everybody gets a car. You get to come to America. You get to come to America. You get to. Everybody gets to come to America. So now you have all these illegals coming to America to compete with the 51% of the black community that are unemployed. How's that for just a quandrium of pandering? How's that for just a quandrium of pandering? And I've heard people like Travis Smiley go, you know, that's just crazy. The black folk don't want fruit picking jobs. They don't want house cleaning jobs. They don't want nanny jobs. Listen, this notion that the only jobs illegals or people from Latin America, this notion that the only jobs that they take are fruit picking jobs and nanny jobs is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It really is. It is absolutely ridiculous. Listen, I live in a huge complex, okay? I live in Glendale, all right? Heavily populated with Armenians. All of the workers for this building, all of the workers are Mexican. But we have a maintenance man who doesn't speak a lick of English. He walks around fixing things, screwing light bulbs in. And he doesn't speak a lick of English. There was no E-Verify system when he got the job in the building. There is 100%. This guy is not a citizen. Absolutely not. There's no way. And if he is, shame on him for being 40 years old and not learning English. This notion that the only people that are affected are fruit pickers and nannies is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. When you hear Bernie Sanders say minimum wage needs to be raised to $15, you're talking about every fast food restaurant. You're talking about every convenience store. You're talking about every single job that is not a corporate salaried industry. Grocery stores, electronics stores. Are you going to tell me Walmart? Are you going to tell me Target? Are you going to tell me Vaughn's, Ralph's, Albertson's? Are you going to tell me those are all fruit picking jobs? Are you going to tell me those are jobs that black folk don't want? As people like Travis Smiley say, black people don't want no fruit picking jobs. Black people don't want nanny jobs. They want $15 an hour jobs? Yeah. They want $12 an hour jobs in Los Angeles, $12 an hour. Seattle? Yeah. Those aren't fruit picking jobs. Those aren't mowing your lawn jobs. Working in warehouses for Walmart, working in warehouses for Sam's Club, working in warehouses for Costco. These aren't fruit picking jobs. So you have black folk at a 50 to 55% unemployment rate. And you have Democrats saying they want to bring in more illegals. It's preposterous. It's preposterous. It's absolutely preposterous. It's beyond preposterous. It's absolutely preposterous. I mean, who benefits? Seriously, who benefits from low skill, minimum wage jobs? Who benefits? So if you're going to say, the statistics show it doesn't hurt white Americans. Okay, well, do those statistics show it hurts black Americans? Yeah, it does. You want to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith not... You want to talk about not getting a nomination for the Oscars? You want to talk about that being a national travesty? Talk about that. Well, that does, the illegal immigration doesn't affect the white Americans. Okay, fine. You're right. That doesn't affect white Americans, but it affects black Americans. Oh, well, yeah, okay. Well, they don't want fruit picking jobs. Well, Costco's and Target, they're not fruit picking jobs. Okay? Those are not fruit picking jobs. Sorry. Those are low skill minimum wage jobs. Working in a warehouse is a low skill minimum wage job. And if you're in a state that has a $10 an hour minimum wage, $12 an hour minimum wage, if you're at a company that pays more than $8 or $7, those are really good jobs. Those are really good jobs. Those are really good jobs for low skill and, let's face it, non-college educated workers. Those are good jobs. Getting a job at Costco, getting a job at Walmart. If you've never gone to college and you have a GED or you have a high school diploma, those are jobs that pay more than $8 an hour. And if it doesn't affect the white community, as you hear immigration advocates say, it affects the black community. So what Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are proposing hammers the black community. And the black community still votes in droves for Democrats. It's amazing. It really is amazing. And if you are black and you say, you know, I'm a Republican, you get shamed. You literally get shamed by liberals. Liberals shame you. What's wrong with you? You're a Republican? Don't you know Republicans don't like us? Republicans don't like black folk? And you have a certain amount of black folk that are just brainwashed. They really are. They really are. all this Black Lives Matter stuff, brainwashed. They are brainwashed. Because like I've said before, we have a black president. We have black attorney general. But we have a lot of black folk in the Obama administration. Today, more than ever, we have more black legislatures, congressmen, senators at this time. Since Obama has been president, there has been more black millionaires, more black politicians since Obama has been president. There have been more black people in prominent and powerful roles in all aspects of our society than ever before. But yet, you hear about racism. You hear about income inequality. You hear about poison water, police brutality. You have all of these things that people say is worse than it's ever been. But yet, you have more people of color in prominent and respected positions in our society. What's going on? Whose fault is that? Whose fault? Whose fault is the racism, the police brutality, the income equality? Whose fault? Whose fault? And yet you have Black Lives Matter and other organizations being brainwashed. You have these kids being brainwashed and being told, George Bush, the white man. And they go, yeah. But they forget all of these things. They forget all of these positive things. And instead of looking at those people, and saying, hey now, shouldn't you guys be responsible? Shouldn't you guys throw us some crumbs? So in turn, you have people like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders doing this double pander where one side hurts the other. And the other, instead of looking at the real problems, are told to look at ghosts, at mirages, at fantasies as being the problem. It's amazing and it's sad. It's amazing and it's sad. It's amazing and it's sad. It's absolutely amazing, and it's absolutely sad. Then the Democrats, the liberals, they can say over and over and over, Republicans are racist, Republicans play the race card. But let's face it, Democrats play the race card. Democrats use race as wedge issues. Democrats know how to pit one group against another group. Use smoke and mirrors. I mean, only master manipulators. Only master manipulators can get away with what the Democrats do as far as race. Only they could get away with pandering to black folk and telling them that all their problems are because of a certain group. While the people that are responsible for the black folks' ills are in power. I mean, take the fact that the president and all of his advisors, take the fact that they're blackout and just go with Democrats. Democrats have been in charge for 7 years. Think about that. Democrats have been in charge for 7 years. And somehow they have convinced black folk that they have not been in charge. And that all the problems that black folk are experiencing are because of Republicans. And because of a Republican president who is not in charge. Now throw in the black factor. I mean, just look at some of these cities. Where there has been huge amounts of unemployment. Police brutality. You have black mayors. You have Democrats. And again, somehow they are able to play this voodoo. I mean, look at Chicago. Look at Chicago. Rahm Emanuel, Democrat. Work for Clinton. Work for Obama. And that city is a war zone. There is more black folk killing each other than any other city in this country. You had an unarmed black kid, or at least a knife, get shot 30 times. I don't even know how many times. I lost count. And it was hidden. The incident was hidden. So Rahm Emanuel could get reelected. It was hidden. This is a Democrat. This is a guy who worked for Clinton and Obama. Obama's from there. And somehow this voodoo, bamboozle, whatever the hell you want to call it, tells the black folk that it's Republicans, it's their fault, they're the bad guys, and then they switch and go to Florida and tell everybody that they're going to just open the borders. And tell everybody to come in.